Good morning. Welcome to the Friday, the Good Friday, morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we head into the weekend, we're still in the week's focus on serving with purity. Today's specific topic is serving with a purity of thoughts. I wrote in the devotional book and might adjust it just a little bit from what I wrote. I said it's easy because of the predominance in today's culture to guard our thoughts against sexual impurity. Well, I'm not sure how easy it is. What I probably meant or should have written is it's easy to focus on that. It's easy to know that that needs to be done. With all of the use of sexuality to advertise almost everything you can imagine. It's not an easy thing to guard our thoughts, but it's a very necessary thing. But because of the predominance of that need, sometimes we overlook how dangerous other thoughts are and how much we need to guard against selfishness and thoughts of greed and thoughts of envy and thoughts of discontentment. You see, God tells us to take every thought captive and to make it obedient to His Word. Well, there's two elements to that at least, and one is we have to be willing to guard our thoughts. But we also have to be familiar with God's Word so that when we do take our thoughts captive, we can make them obedient to, well, so something we know. So many times we wonder why we do a certain thing. And some of the time at least, if not much of the time, it's because it's what we've thought about. I can start thinking about ice cream. And it doesn't seem to take long for me to think about ice cream before I'm finding myself with a bowl of it, whether it's from home or go somewhere to get some. It might be somewhat arguable whether I really need ice cream or not, but when my thoughts head in that direction, if I don't take that thought captive, and not saying ice cream is necessarily a bad thing, but it's an illustration. It holds true in areas of our life that aren't so innocent. If I wake up and I'm feeling discontent, unsatisfied just with life, and choose not to take that thought captive, it isn't long that my day is unproductive. My thoughts have moved from discontent to discouragement. And the way I interact with people, the way I go about the day changes. And as we serve God, as we serve God in serving people, it's important that we serve with a purity of thought. That's focused around the Word of God. That's focused around His will, His desire. As I've said in other devotions, serving can be a very messy business. A very messy task. A very messy responsibility. And in the midst of that mess, it's easy for the enemy to plant thoughts in our mind that are not pure. And whether it's thoughts that would lead us into an action that is impure, that's sinful, that's unwholesome, or whether it's thoughts that lead us away from serving, the result ends up being very similar. We're not doing what God equipped and called us to do. We're not representing Jesus well. We may not be representing Him at all. And as I consider today especially, this day that we celebrate as Good Friday, we remember the crucifixion of Jesus. I think of the thoughts that He took captive prior to His crucifixion, the thoughts in the garden of praying that this cup would pass from Him. The thoughts of discouragement, the thoughts of abandonment as He found the disciples time and again sleeping after asking them to pray. So many times we serve people and we have thoughts of abandonment. We have thoughts of discouragement. We have thoughts that if left to run wild and to run loose in our mind, will soon lead us to quit serving. And God's desire is that we have purity of thoughts, that we allow our thoughts to be centered around all that is good. I think it's Paul that writes and says, whatever is noble, whatever is pure, whatever is good and right. And he has this list of things that we look at and says, wow. And he says, think upon such things. One of the quickest ways to change our attitude is to change our thoughts. To catch ourselves thinking about things that, well, are not pure according to God's Word, that are unproductive, and to start thinking about things that are noble, that are righteous, that are good, that are pure, that are honorable. When we begin to think upon such things, our whole being changes. And in the context of serving, if we serve out of obligation, we feel we really ought to do that. But in our mind, we're saying these people don't deserve it. I'm better than this. Oh, I sure hope my day goes quickly. I've done enough already. Why can't they do this for themselves? We can go through an entire list of things that the enemy would love to put in our mind while we're serving. But if we choose to fill our mind with God, that as we serve, we consider God's love toward us, we consider the privilege of representing Jesus to another person. As we serve with a pure thought, that I want this situation, this person, this area of service to honor Jesus. All of a sudden, we find not only the person, not only the situation, not only the thing that we're serving in changing, we find ourselves changing. You see, our thoughts do control what we do. And there are times that we do things that our mind would rather not do, but eventually the mind wins. We find reasons not to do what we don't want to do. And so our thoughts control our actions. It controls what we do, but when we do something long enough, it becomes a habit. And the sum of all of these habits that we have represent our character. It's what people see and believe about us. And we have the ability to influence that by taking every thought captive, by serving with pure thoughts. By training our mind to live in obedience to God's Word. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've called us to yourself for the purpose of being in relationship. And out of that relationship, you've called us to serve people on your behalf. To serve in ways that sometimes we enjoy, sometimes we're not comfortable with. And you've called us to serve in purity. Father, today as we think about serving with pure thoughts, may you help us to examine those attitudes, those thoughts that have been in my mind when we have opportunities to serve, when we're asked to serve, when we're in the midst of serving. Father, forgive us for the times our thoughts are not right, they're not pure. They drift towards how we can take advantage of the situation or how we can get out of it or how it can benefit us. May we take those thoughts captive, making them obedient to your word, and so that our thoughts would be transformed in how we can represent Jesus the best way possible in the midst of this area of service. Father, today as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. Growing up in a world that is simply being bombarded with cues on how they ought to think. Father, many times not even been taught how to think, but trained to accept what they hear. Father, may you help us to teach and train and model for our young people how to take every thought captive to make it obedient to you. How to purify their thought life. How to guard their thoughts by guarding the things that they allow into their mind through visual media and other areas. Father, forgive us for putting things in front of them that become a temptation, that enter their thoughts that they should not have had to deal with. God, today as we live life, may we pay attention to the thoughts that creep into our mind, especially those that seem to sneak in and catch us off guard. May we be quick to take them captive. And whether they're thoughts of sexual impurity or thoughts of greed or dishonesty or discontentment or discouragement or whatever they are, may we deal with them before they grow out of proportion. God, today, I ask that you would raise up your children, your body, to be the servants you've created us to be, the servants you've called us to be, the servants who represent Jesus. As we prepare to gather this weekend and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, may we use this time where much of the world, many of those around us are listening, that they're pausing at least. May we use this time, this season that the world calls Easter, may we use it to represent Jesus in the midst of all of the searching that is being done. Father, in a day where many children will search for eggs, we recognize that many adults are searching for something far greater, far more meaningful. And may we be faithful in serving with purity so that we can lift up Jesus as the one that they're looking for. May we do so at every opportunity that we have. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.